It does seem like it's 2 in the morning all the time.
Yeah, it sure does.
We never make it easy on ourselves.
No, you know, you drop a fly ball and stuff. You know, I know you wanted Hunter to at least get one, if not two outs in that seventh. Right. It didn't happen.
I knew we only had 6 pitches to use, so he could still pitch tomorrow. So, I mean, we were trying to get him as far as he could. You know, comfort is a big thing. Their mound, I don't know what they usually do to take care of it, but there's a, I mean, crater. Size hole in there. I don't know if they have any clay in there at all, but I mean, when you get in there in relief and you don't have more than 8 pitches to use or whatever in your warm-ups, you got to do what you can to get comfortable. Dig it even bigger so your landing areas. But he did a good job. He battled. He figured it out.
I mean, he walked.
Grant struggled. I mean, for Grant standards, you know. Right. I mean, that's what I wanted to talk to Brian about. I said, we showed up here thinking it was going to be a pitcher's battle, you know. Their pitcher, Werner's a good pitcher. We had our, you know, one of our two aces out there, and before you know it, each guy's got 50 pitches, and it's not even the third inning yet.
Yeah.
It was just one of those nights, and, you know, like Nick mentioned, some of the guys that were missing tonight for other things, which, you know, summer baseball, we know people are doing other things, family and parties and different things like that for graduation. The 3 guys that we were missing were pitchers that we could have used, you know. So, I mean, it makes for a long night.
But you guys finally got that clutch hit. Early in the game, you were stranding guys. It looked a lot like the Gladstone game earlier.
Our post-game talks all the time, timely hitting, putting the ball in play with 2 strikes, not taking that 3rd strike, not putting it in the umpire's hands to call you out, and doing a good job of getting pieces of it, battling. Hector had a great 2-strike hit. You know, Connor, I told Connor not to worry about the fly ball. Fly ball didn't hurt us.
Nope. And his
2 RBI hit won us the game, really.
Well,
I mean, it opened
4-2
it up.
4-2 and 6-2 are much different, aren't they?
Yeah, makes it a little easier.
So you got 2 good teams tomorrow back here on this field in the morning, and then and you always have the longest schedule, don't you? You play late at night, then you come back in the morning, and then you
have a long layover.
Yeah.
So, and 2 good teams. Like you said, Green Bay is a good baseball team, quality baseball team. And I just watched Watertown absolutely rake. So, I mean, we know what we're getting into there. So, it'll be a good test. And that's what I love about these tournaments.
Yep. And I know Hunter will be ready to go tomorrow. I think all the guys will. So.
Yeah, I think so. I think it helps with the morale, helps with that energy level for coming back and playing a couple good baseball games.
All right, JB. Well, drive home. Get safe. I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, you bet. Okay. Thank you very much, Jay.
All right, good job.